is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A shooting at Florida State University has killed two people and injured at least five more. Walt McNeil is the Leon County Sheriff.
This event is tragic in more ways than you people in the audience could ever fathom.
Beck, believed to be a student at FSU, is cut in custody and hospitalized. He's also the son of a Leon County Sheriff's deputy, and one of her service revolvers was found at the scene. Michael Price's daughter is a student at FSU.
We can't that love our children and the citizens and continue to have the kind of gun policies we do. And I know everyone's going to say, no, don't rush to gun policy. Maybe some mental issues here or something, but we got to do
President Trump defended gun rights.
I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed here for the president's executive order to end birthright citizenship. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court wants to resolve so you don't have continuing cases in courts throughout the land, because that is what's likely to happen if the court doesn't finally decide it.
The president's executive order says children born to parents who are in this country illegally cannot be considered U.S. citizens. President Trump says he's in a rush to breach any trade deals because of the revenues his tariffs are generating so far. During a meeting with Italy's prime minister at the White House today, choosing coming up with a fair the European.
I have very little making a deal with Europe or anybody else. We have something that everybody wants. You know what that means, right? We have something everybody wants. We're going to have very little problems.
The president's trade tariffs have sent economic shockwaves across the globe, with the European Central Bank deciding to cut interest rates. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
ECB President using the words uncertainty and incredulity to describe America's massive shift in trade policy and allies' attempts to absorb it. Asked if we've passed peak uncertainty.
I don't know whether we are at peak.
Suggesting policymakers worldwide now have to be nimble in responding to the latest financial shocks from Washington. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Protests have been growing on the Harvard campus. The protests follow the Trump administration's demands related to activism on campus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't miss your chance to spring into deals at Lowe's. Right now, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Plus, buy three 19.3-ounce vegetable and herb Bonnie plants for just $10. It's time to give your yard a grow-up. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/23. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's like to take on your workday with CentOS. Sure, your AED. Your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected. Your floor mats are cleaned and delivered. And your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
If you're too young to retire, would you consider a mini-retirement?
Retirement is a concept that can seem far away or unattainable for many people. Some younger workers are taking a break to focus on other parts of their lives. It's called a mini-retirement, and New York Times reporter Isabella Kwai says that people are saving their own.
It's a way to recalibrate.
However, not everybody can afford it.
It requires a degree of financial stability.
Researchers say the mini-retirement trend could be in reaction to America's habit of prioritizing work over other areas of life. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Some employees at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau may be forced to consider retirement. The agency is being affected as part of the effort to downsize the federal government. Employees started receiving their layoff notices today. The White House has not said how many employees were going to be fired. The chief legal officer says the Bureau will have to downsize its mission. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening. Be strong, still a shower or two overnight, and a low in the low 50s. Scattered storms still a possibility tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Mostly dry and pleasant for the weekend, with highs in the 50s. Right now it's 53.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Hits here on WRJN. With all due respect to Billy Idol, nothing beats the original. Tommy James with Moni Moni.
Radio Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Came out, people thought it was Aretha Franklin, and the record company didn't do anything to dissuade them, but Fontella Bass finally got a top 10 hit out of it, and she said, "It's me, say my name, Fontella Bass with Rescue Me on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, into the hour with the chairman of the board. Sleep. Dusty Springfield on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits, and also a co-sponsor of this year's Milwaukee Film Festival running next week, April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted international comedies will be shown. Learn more online at WRJN.com or see our latest newsletter for information on the Milwaukee Film Festival starting next week.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dead? Comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle. Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, fountainhills.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake.
The Contours, WRJN, with the Gentries, too.
I keep on dancing for Johnny Marr, turns the drink right. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion. Johnny Marr, locomotion, yeah. Turns the drink right. Keep on waiting.
looks forward to the weekend. And at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday, here's Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good evening, I'm Chris Morrow. Going through kind of a rainy evening tonight. Could be a warmer but stormy day tomorrow. We'll watch the weather throughout the day. Part of our commitment to local news on WRJN.
My world is empty without you.
And timeless hits on WRJN, just a couple of weeks away from the start of the Racine Raiders' new football season. A bit more about that in a few minutes. Every game this season here on WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. Something special.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mm-hmm. looking left for Alzheimer's.
Sound as we're grooving through a third here on WRJN, Racine's home for local news. Timeless hits as well. And we are back with a timeless favorite here in Racine, the Racine Raiders football. And over 10 years since we've carried the games here at WRJN. But we figured it's about time we did something right for the team and the city. So the games will be on every Saturday night this season, home and away. First, home. May 3rd at Horlick Athletic Field. Read all about the Raiders play-by-play. Don Wadowitz. It's published in this week's WRJN newsletter. Sign up for that online at WRJN.com and listen for a great season of the Raiders trying to championship season here on WRJN. So good to be back together.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ha ha ha!
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, no baseball tonight, a full night of timeless hits, including Sam and Dave, Hold On, from WRJN. Hits from the Four Tops, Neil Sedaka, and the Beatles, all on the way following our 8 o'clock news from CBS. Get you updated and back into the tunes tonight here on WRJN. Aretha now.
Yeah. Talking about you and me. This is CBS.